You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I am Sam the Faggot, and it's Sunday. Hopefully, you had a nice weekend. I spent my weekend struggling with back-end stuff, website stuff, as usual. I am working to fix whatever issues I had in setting up the Craigslist personals ads that I really hope to get done. I really would like to see that happen. So I am working on that. I've had several people ask me what the fuck is going on, and my response is, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing, okay? So I'm trying to do what I can. I have some knowledge about web design and whatnot, but I'm not a professional, so it costs lots of money to have a professional come in and do that, so I don't make enough money off this website to do that. So anyway, I will get it fixed. Trust me, I'm close. I think I'm close. So there you go. I don't know if you've been paying attention to the website, but I had two big, really important posts. Well, I had one yesterday too, but like earlier in the week, last week. I posted two times about a new alpha that I've come across in the last couple of weeks. His name is Master Daniel. He's the real deal. Okay. I've had a lot of extensive conversations with him. And, I mean, he's given me lots of pictures, as the posts demonstrate. He's real, you know. And he's a straight alpha who discovered faggots, and he liked the fact that faggots gave him whatever he wanted, and he could do whatever he wanted, you know. So he's been fucking faggots for 20-some-odd years, since the age of 14, and I want to direct your attention primarily to the second post, because Master Daniel in that post gives maybe the best description from an alpha perspective about the process of cunting and post-cunting a faggot, and how to care for a faggot after post-cunting. I think it's probably the most detailed and focused explanation of the phenomenon. So I do think all alphas and faggots should read that post. If nothing else, read that post, because I think you will find a lot of common sense wisdom in it, and some practical information. So please do your homework, okay? I give you homework on the website. I expect you to do it, okay? The other post that I was very excited about, I posted yesterday. I was really in I was inflamed, okay? Like a hemorrhoid. I was inflamed by this doctor that I found on TikTok, of all places. Sandwiched in between all the, you know, posts of pranks and people falling down, all the debris on TikTok, I found this doctor, Dr. Joe Court, and he specializes in male sexuality. He's a gay man, okay, but he deals with male sexuality in general. But in his practice, he's come across lots of straight men who have had sex with other males, okay? And he very bravely posted a series of videos on this subject of men having sex with other males, straight men, and how they are straight. Now, this hit me right between the eyes, of course, because I started this website 5.5 years ago, June or July of 2015. It was called, at the time, fagsworshipstraights.com. And this is because I have spent my whole career as a faggot primarily servicing straight alpha males. So I knew the phenomenon existed. And when I started the website, fagsworshipstraights.com, I got a lot of flack from people claiming that these men were not really straight because they're having sex with males, right? And I kept telling them, no, they are straight. Most of the straight alphas that I serviced and worshipped and served, the ones I kept track of, went on to get married, have kids, blah, 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 and went on to have a heterosexual life. They are straight. They were straight then. But they had sex with men. Well, males. I'm not a man, but... So I knew that the phenomenon existed. And I got all kinds of shit for years. Well, a couple years. I changed the name to Fags Worship Alphas because I just felt like straights was too limiting, you know. So I changed it to Alphas. But I got, during that whole time period, and I still continue to get it now. I've had some idiots commenting in the comment section on the website, even just recently, claiming that these are gay males or who are closeted or whatever and are in denial, and they're not really straight. Particularly with reference to Master Nick, Master Matt, Master Jin, a lot of the other straight alphas I feature on the website, who are straight, but they don't believe it. Okay. Anyway, I'm going to play you what this doctor said in one of these videos, okay? Listen carefully to what he says here.
So I'm reading the comments under the reasons why straight men have sex with men. And it's so important to understand, I'm a gay man. I'm attracted to men, and so I have sex with men. Bisexual men exist, and they're attracted to men, and they have sex with men. The straight men I'm talking about who have sex with men are not attracted to men. They're attracted to the sex act with the man, not the man. We have a sexual orientation. That's to whom we're attracted to, male, female, both, neither, a blend of both. But then we also have an erotic orientation, the things that get us off, the things that bring us to orgasm. And our culture thinks that they should be the same and they should match, and they don't. Often people's sexual interests and their erotic interests don't line up, but it doesn't mean they're any less the orientation or the identity that they say they are. So let's end this bullshit and understand that straight men can be fluid and they can have sex with men.
Okay, now, is there any ambiguity there? Okay, he lays it out very clearly why straight men have sex with males. And I mean, the doctor doesn't classify these males as faggots, but we pretty much know that straight men are usually having sex with faggots, okay? Because faggots give them the thing most readily that they don't get from females, which is worship, service, complete service, etc. But his reasoning is completely correct. Men, men are very good at compartmentalizing things in their life. And I've been saying this the whole time that I've been writing about this subject online. I was writing about it before I had the website even. That they're very good at compartmentalizing various sections of their life. So this sex part doesn't combine with this sex part, or this interest doesn't combine with that interest, or their side pieces don't mix with their family life, etc., you know. So their sexuality is much like that. Men have multiple sides to their sexuality. They're very complex sexually, and you know they don't distinguish. They don't mix the erotic part of their sexuality with necessarily their sexual interest, you know. So a man can totally be completely attracted to women in a sense of, you know, I want to fuck her, I want to go home with her, I want to sleep next to her, you know, I want to make love to her or whatever. But when it comes to simply getting off, men, that's a separate thing. You know, when the doctor mentions about erotic impulses, you know, men will get dirty, very dirty, when they are safe, when they feel safe. So if they think that they're in a situation where nobody's going to find out what they're doing in the, you know, in the secret time in their life, they will do just about anything that tickles their fancy, okay? So, you know, they might be on a camping trip. This is where a lot of this stuff kind of happens. You see, like, they're on a camping trip and their buddy sleeps naked in the tent or whatever. I'm just throwing this out as an example. Stop masturbating. And he sees his buddy and nobody's around and nobody's going to know anything. And he wants to fuck that. He sees his buddy. His buddy looks attractive in that moment and he needs to fuck. Well, he is probably going to take that opportunity, or he's likely to take that opportunity. It happens all the time. We see it in prisons, or we see it in wartime, or where men are sequestered together. Straight men are sequestered together for whatever reason. They still have sexual needs. They're not romantic needs. They're sexual needs. They just want a filthy, fucking nasty blowjob, okay? Or they want to hold somebody down and fucking pound them, you know? That's the male sexual urge. And like I said, if a man thinks that he's safe to take that and nobody will ever find out about it, they will do it. They will do lots of things that you would think they would never do. And they can't really be judged as being gay because of it, because they're not gay. They're, you know, and I say this all the time on the website, men are animals, okay? Humans are animals, but men are really animals. And they animals don't think about what they want to do, you know. The urge comes over them and they do it. And men are like that, particularly in terms of sexuality and sex. So we have to kind of think about male sexuality in a different way than what society is trying to impose on men, okay? Because men cannot be contained that way. There's no way. Men are way too complex to just simply label them straight or gay or whatever and just have these set of expectations based around those labels, you know. They don't work. They've never worked, you know. And I can't tell you the number of times that, like whenever I was serving straight alphas, where they would ask me if they thought, if I thought that they were gay, you know, and I would say, no, sir, of course not. And that made them feel better about fucking me or fucking other faggots, you know, because, you know, there's this level of like associated guilt coming from society imposing this on men, you know, and I don't know. I think it's a shame because men are so expressive sexually that so many men are all tied up and they're unable to set themselves free to experience the things that maybe they would like because of these expectations, you know. And so I'm just absolutely, Dr. Court hit it right on the head, and I might attempt to download and or upload all of his videos onto the website so that people can start to listen to what he's saying. It's just a genius account, and he's really, he's definitely hit a vein, you know, and it's just funny to me because I've been writing about this for so long and taking so much shit over it. And then here comes this good doctor who swoops in and verifies exactly what I was saying. So, suck it. You can't suck it. I'm in chastity. So, anyway, I hope that, I know that there are straight alphas listening to this. I just hope that you find some sort of comfort in this knowledge that what you're doing, whether you're owning faggots sexually or domestically or financially, that you're, what you're doing is something higher than the labels that society is putting on you. You're obeying hierarchy. You're enforcing hierarchy. And that is the most important law. And so I hope that this kind of gives you some comfort and gives you the encouragement to continue doing what you're doing because you're doing the natural world some good by pursuing that. So anyway, I'm going to stop here. I hope that you have a successful rest of your Sunday. And I guess that's about it. I will talk to you later, okay? Love ya. Bye.